The McLean County Nursing Home continues to lose about $120,000 a month. The county board has agreed to study the future of the nursing home, but there's still some friction about the way to do that. GLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with the county board chair, John McIntyre, about the situation and the process to hire a consultant to study the nursing home.
I stepped forward at a stand-up committee meeting prior to our last meeting and offered to see if I couldn't organize an advisory committee of people that have experience in management, people that have hands-on experience with Medicaid, people who could take a look at our situation and provide us some guidance in lieu of spending whatever, $50,000 or whatever it would take to hire consultants to take a look at that situation. And so I'm hoping that our advisory committee will be up and running here in the next 2 weeks. We'll provide them all the information they need, financial reports, et cetera, and see what kind of options that committee can come up with and give us to consider.
Who's on the advisory committee?
Well, we have a number of people that have experience in the field, as we've discussed. I'm kind of early in giving names, but I will tell you that there are a number of names of people that have either been CEOs or directors of long-term care facilities or CFOs who have experience with Medicaid as well. I think we'll have 8 to 10 people there who will be able to do a good job at showing some expertise and taking a look at the overall picture. To answer your original questions, yes, yes, and yes. And it's you know, we're not sure what we want to do with it yet. 17 nursing homes closed in the state of Illinois last year, county nursing homes. It is a problem adjacent counties have struggled with. We'll have to examine the structure some more and see. The assisted living, advent of assisted living care in all of the long-term care facilities has continued to grow. Nursing homes are now taking a look at different provisions, like private rooms more so, or semi-private at best.
And that's not something the current facility, according to Bill Wasson, the county administrator, can accommodate or is likely to be achievable even through an extensive remodel.
Absolutely, Charlie, and it's difficult. I did a walk around out there and pretty familiar with the operation, having been involved with it even back in the 80s with being chairman of the health committee of the county board. At that time, it worked really well. We'd have two semi-private rooms sharing one bath. The movement now has gone away from that, and as a result, overall, statewide, the county nursing homes have to provide better facilities, but there are some options.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with McLean County Board Chair John McIntyre. Several years ago, when the widely praised Don Lee retired as administrator of the McLean County Nursing Home, there was an effort to hire Heritage Enterprises to do a study of the nursing home, similar to what was contemplated with this RFP. That came a cropper because of the potential for conflict of interest, since Heritage Enterprises is an owner of nursing homes in our local community and an owner of various care facilities, extended care and continuum of care facilities. And there was some leeriness about that. By having a committee composed of an advisory committee composed of people in the industry, do you encounter some of the same potential conflict of interest problems?
No, I don't, because I've taken a pretty good look at that ahead of time. And if there is anybody that is involved on this committee that is involved with the operation of nursing homes, it would be people that have no involvement with Medicaid. I've talked to Steve Wanamaker, who was a well-known director and very helpful over the years.
With Heritage.
With Heritage. And Heritage has always been very helpful to the county. They even helped us with some technical assistance and donated their time. But they're large. They do have the possibility of doing some things like that, but they do have the conflict, and right now we want to take a look at what we can do with a separate standing facility and see what we can get accomplished.
So is Steve Wanamaker on this committee?
No, he's not.
Okay.
However, we're going to ask some people that are involved in the business to be resource people and maybe appear before the advisory committee, just to provide information and some experience as well.
Some county board members have told me privately that they view the advisory committee and the RFP as a both and. You're talking about in lieu of. Is that going to create some political discussions with you?
Yes, it will, internally with my board. But I do have an agreement with the board to allow me to step forward and form this advisory committee and see what advice we can get first.
Why not do both and?
Well, we might. We might, and that might be a situation where we'll come down to it. I think there's two elements of our board. That one was to wanting to advocate closing the nursing home immediately or within 2 months. I didn't agree with that. I think we really need to take an objective look at the whole situation. And I think that some of the same people also didn't want to spend money for consultants. They felt that they voiced that they thought that the members of our county board and our committees had enough ability to examine the operation of our nursing home and make a decision. I didn't agree, and I feel we needed some outside expertise and advice on doing this.
So you're trying to get a middle ground.
Yes.
Can you identify a majority of the strands of thought, if there is a majority yet?
It's my job always to try to find a consensus or find a majority with the board.
So which way are they tilting? Shut both. Down or keep open?
Both. and that's true. I'd say we're fairly split. We're getting board members who philosophically want to keep the nursing home open. I share that philosophy. But I also have to be realistic, and we have to see where we are financially. The nursing home has encumbered financial losses here in the last year and a half, on a regular basis.
$1.5 million a year or thereabouts?
A little under that, but close to that, yeah, I'd say. $120,000 a month maybe right now. Part of that is a slowdown in converting from private pay to Medicaid. We have some residents who, and by the way, our nursing home has been well received, and I think has been one of the best county nursing homes around. It's been a great thing for our county and our community. And so as a result, we have had private pay people there. So any stigma about a county home, you know, has never been there for years. And Don Lee had a lot to do with that back 30 years ago even. But I don't know if there's an area there that we can just make an abrupt decision right now.
John McIntyre is the chair of the McLean County Board. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. So what is your timeline then for gathering input from the advisory committee and then making a decision whether to go forward with the RFP?
I think we need to do something within the next year for sure, because we do have some reserves that we can help supplement and operate that nursing home and keep things, you know, our financials in good shape. As you know, our county's always been very conservative, and we have planned to a certain extent. But I think something will need to be done and decided, and hopefully within the next few months we'll get a better handle on where we are. There are many options, all the way from outside billing expenses to, there's a county that has an assisted living section of the nursing home, to dedicating maybe part of our nursing home to other things, to helping increase our star Medicare rating, which we have up to 3 stars now, and that helps us with referrals from the hospitals as well. There's just maybe a little lull in where we are with attendance. I'm concerned with the nursing home being able to provide services for people who can't afford nursing homes, and making sure that this county and our community is able to provide nursing home facilities. And it takes Medicaid a lot of times to do that. But we're not sure where we are. One part of this study will be to examine all the nursing homes right now, the ones that are in private pay Medicare, the ones who are gone away from Medicaid, and what availability there is for Medicaid.
The baby boom generation retirement is still ongoing, and the demographic bulge of people who will be entering nursing homes, extended care facilities, or other kinds of facilities is not on the downswing yet. So the decision to have the existential moment for the McLean County Nursing Home seems like it's a little premature. The need is still there, isn't it?
Well, I think so. I believe so. But, again, want to take an objective look, want to do a study. I think we have the right people that can help us do that study and see what exactly what the need is going to be. We're in the sandwich generation. We're trying to provide care for people, and I'm getting to that point where, you know, everyone is going to require some care at different times. But I feel we have to provide that as a governmental body, a local governmental body, if we can do that and we can help and we can afford it, and it's something that's just not prohibitive for us to do, that I'd like to continue trying to provide that service.
McLean County Board Chair John McIntyre also says Main Street motorists won't have to put up with one-lane traffic too much longer as the jail expansion continues. He says builders are on track for an opening of the addition late in the year. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.